Yesterday we concluded Ruku number 5 and also the first quarter of the 15th Juz by completing our discussion on the tafsir of verse 52. Let's do a quick recap of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, the day when he will call you, فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ, and you will answer by praising him. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you will imagine that you did not remain in this world but for a short while. So, the moment Allah makes the announcement, all the dead people will immediately rise from their graves and they will gather in the field of resurrection. No one will rebel, everyone will be submissive and they will be praising Allah. Some narrations say they will be praising Allah with the words, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. All praise is due to Allah who removed all worry from us. Others say it will be Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Glorified are you and all praise is due to you, O Allah. So, even the non-Muslims will be praising Allah initially, because at that time they will realize that this is the one true Allah, the one true creator, sustainer, nourisher. They will realize what is the consequence of their rejection. Later on then, in a state of bewilderment, man ba'athana min marqadina, they will say, who has awakened us from our sleeping place, as is mentioned in Surah Yasin. Both can happen at different times, the praising of Allah, and later, or either the other way around, initially being bewildered and then praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you will imagine that you did not remain in this world but for a short while, because the years of the year after are much longer, the day in the year after is much longer, hence your entire life of this world will be like a day or a part of a day, portion of the day, as is mentioned in Surah Nur, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, or because of the great eternal reward that awaits you, or the great punishment, may Allah protect us, that will make an entire life seem insignificant. Now we commence with Ruku number 6, verse 53. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, say to my servants, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that they should say only that which is best. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ, shaitan stirs up discord between them. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا, shaitan is an open enemy of man. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, after hearing the ignorant manner, the accusations, the ridicule of the polytheist, is it possible then, when giving advice or issuing instructions, that Muslims might resort to sternness and severity? So yeah, this is being advised against, that look, even when you're speaking to unbelievers who are provocative, who want to ridicule Islam and Muslims, resort in a way that is not severe or overly or unnecessarily stern or harsh. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Call to the path of Allah with wisdom. Yes, at times wisdom may necessitate firmness, but there's a difference between firmness and aggression, firmness and impoliteness. It's shaitan that tries to stir antagonism. You see, when you go hammer and tong, as they would say, when you go guns blazing at someone whom you're trying to convince, they become very defensive, they shut down, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So when you're trying to convince someone, non-Muslim or Muslim, about their wrong beliefs or wrong practices, you may have to use firmness at times, you have to use different strategies, different tactics, different engagement styles, but you need to be very careful about being too firm and too aggressive, that person then shuts down or becomes too defensive. And that's the trap door, that's the trick that shaitan uses to try and get people to get into a dispute, to get into arguments, and not for the truth to prevail. You see, engagement should be that the result is the truth prevails, not that the result is that, I told him what I needed to tell him. If he doesn't like it, that's his problem. But I told him because I needed to tell him. But what was the result? Did he improve? Did he understand? Did the point hit home? Whilst you can't guarantee it, even if you use all the wisdom and diplomacy in the world, the chances are definitely greater if indeed you do. That's why Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ, shaitan stirs up discord between them. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا, shaitan is an open enemy of man. He will leave no stone unturned in trying to make you miss the opportunity to convince someone and get into a dispute and argument with that person. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding.